Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome into the program. Charlie Arnold here. Hope all of you are having a great start to your week. Mine, I'm going to be honest, I've been a little bit lazy this week. I have not worked out since getting back to New York. I mean, I was skiing this weekend. That's a pretty rigorous exercise. But since getting back, I was going to work out Monday. Didn't happen. Was going to work out yesterday. Tried. I tried twice yesterday, 5 minutes in the earlier part of the day, 5 minutes second half of the day, gave up both times, just was not happening for me. Now, obviously, doing the proper efforts worth of exercise, it takes some energy, and a lot of people don't want to exert that type of energy because for a lot of people, instant gratification is, quite frankly, the name of the game these days. For example, Ozempic, it burst its way onto the scene in a big way in the last year and a half. And the diabetes medicine reached a national shortage because so many people were turning to it as a quick fix to lose weight, myself included. I'm going to call myself out right here. I think I told all of you this at one point before. I did only one shot, though. Only one, because I just wanted to see if it was worth the hype. Spoiler, it was. It worked. Now, it worked so much that even Oprah recently left the board at Weight Watchers. That's a post she has held for a long time. And she even admitted to using Ozempic. So Oprah, someone who for basically her entire lifetime in the limelight has talked about her struggle with weight loss. What does she do? Ozempic. Does she look fantastic? Of course she does. Anyone who uses Ozempic looks fantastic. That's the whole point of it. So yes, this is the world we are now living in. But listen up, everybody. I mean, maybe for some of you it gets better, but for the bulk of civilization, it's getting even worse. Because now not only is there a diet answer, but also a potential hack to get out of going to the gym and still getting the same benefits. So here we go. The Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, they have spent the last 10 years developing a pill that may offer the same benefits as exercise. Apparently, it triggers proteins that can lead to muscle growth and changes in one's metabolism, which are the exact same proteins that are triggered when we exercise. So at the moment, it's only being tested on animals, humans up next. When the time comes, though, we're going to really find out who exactly this pill is being marketed for, because as of right now, it's intended for people who don't, you know, who don't, not for the people who don't want to exercise, but for the people who can't exercise. So this means people who have a disability, an illness, or who are too old, for example. But will it only be used by those people? I don't even need to answer that question for you. But I did want to ask somebody who had a little bit more insight and knowledge into the field. So I spoke with Fox News medical expert Dr. Mark Siegel about it. And he, guess what? He is not a fan of the prospect of this pill. Listen to what he had to say.
Because think about what you're saying here. Somebody's analyzing exercise and bringing it down to its bare bones. Well, it increases your heart rate. Well, it causes you to sweat. It's okay for someone that's stuck in a wheelchair and can't do it otherwise, but what about the totality of the experience? I'll give you a great example. Exercise is not about burning off calories. The process of exercising, especially cardiovascular, and increasing your heart rate and building up a sweat, decreases hunger in the brain. That's an overall effect that you may not get from taking some pill. I couldn't be more against the exercise pill for normal people that are not handicapped. I want them to get the totality of the experience. Even a Peloton, which I love, doesn't compete with my mountain biking.
It does not compete with Dr. Siegel's mountain biking. And I also am totally on board with what he is preaching because I, for one, love to work out. Now, sometimes I get a little lazy. Like, for example, I was talking about yesterday how I just couldn't get it together. But truly, I do love working out. I feel like if I'm having a bad day, getting to the gym is one of the only things that can lift my spirits. It just gets the endorphins going. It raises your serotonin levels. I love going to, I've always loved working out. I've played sports my entire life, and really working out is one of the answers to why I feel like I am able to keep my sanity from day to day. And also, I mean, come on. I'm not going to act like I'm not naive or not naive. I'm not vain enough to admit that I like the physical benefits that working out brings. I mean, if I want to fit into this chair, I'm going to have to work out. And people need to realize how bad the obesity rates have gotten in this country. Worldwide, adult obesity has more than doubled since 1990. And adolescent obesity quadrupled. So in 2022, 2.5 billion adults, that's 18 years old or older, were overweight. Of these, 890 million were living with obesity. So clearly, the need to diet and exercise is more than dire than ever. But no one wants to do it the right way anymore. Everybody is looking for that quick fix because laziness, also an epidemic of its own. People would rather risk their intestines and stomach becoming paralyzed, that's a potential side effect of Ozempic, than exercise, personal control, and not be able to resist eating the 6 donuts in a sitting. Now, the same goes for exercise. Going to the gym means work, really hard work in some cases, and that's not interesting to people who would rather binge Netflix all day long. But let me just say it, and I say this all the time, nothing in life is free. And I can guarantee this exercise pill will also come with a big trade-off. But Big Pharma will be ready to sell the shit out of this stuff. And you better believe they're going to target the most vulnerable of populations, not just the at-risk groups whom it was originally intended for. I can see this. I feel like a vision into the future. I can see younger people using this, children. I could see able-bodied adults using this who just don't want to work out. You could probably get the double whammy, right? Go to your doctor, get a prescription for the exercise pill, get a prescription for Ozempic. You're set. But again, the question is, at what cost? But now let's get to my guest. This is a man who knows nothing about taking shortcuts in life. Here we go. And here he is, man of the hour, host of Don't At Me, and a resume that is too long for me to even try to read. Yeah. At this point in the show, Dan Dockich, how are you, my friend?
Charlie, I'm doing spectacular. You look lovely today.
Thank you.
A new background, at least what I'm seeing right here. It looks spectacular. The Empire State Building over your shoulder. What a great skyline right there. Good for
right?
you. Looks great. Yes. Yes.
You know, it's the Empire State Building. If you were to try to climb it from bottom to top, you'd probably be out of breath. But Dan, you probably heard my opening monologue. Coming soon to a pharmacy near you or a doctor near you, there is going to be a fitness pill that will mimic the effects of working out. But it's really meant for those people who have a handicap, a disability. They can't actually get on their feet and move around. But you know, Dan, that there's going to be normal people like me and you who say, ooh, a pill that mimics working out. So you mean I don't have to go to the gym and they're going to take it too?
Damn right they are. Are you kidding me? We take stuff so we don't have to eat. Look, I'm on so many meds. My wife's like, you got to stop. And I'm like, well, okay. But look, if it gives you that endorphin feeling like a good workout gives you, I already got that. It's called Percocet. I'm all in on that. It gives me that happy, fun feeling. But, people are going to do that. Exactly what you said. Look, great, I guess. But nothing, as we know, is better than working out. I heard your interview with a doctor. And, yeah, nothing beats working out. What are we talking about here?
Well, yeah. And I also feel like, and I say this about most everything, nothing in life is free, Dan. Nothing. You take the workout pill and you maybe get a few benefits, right? I don't know, like maybe you burn calories. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to end up working when it's all said and done, but what are you giving up for, right? Is it going to do long-term damage to something, another part of your body? We don't know. There's not even going to be enough studies out there by the time it hits the market. Just like, for example, right now you're finding people whose intestines are shut down for life because they took too much Ozempic.
That's right. That's right. In fact, I was going to do that. And my wife showed me something about where your stomach, I think it was your stomach, gets paralyzed. And when I hear the word paralyzed, I'm out. I am out. So I figured, you know what, get my fat ass on a Peloton, maybe take a few steps. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't live that Charlie life where I'm shushing down the slopes weekly. But, you know, I can climb my fat ass up a set of stairs once in a while, as opposed to taking a shot. I mean, come on, Dan, do something, damn it.
You know what, Dan, you're not living the Charlie life, but I'm also not living the Dan Dockage life, because I am not the one being inducted into the Indiana Hall of Fame.
Well, it's pretty
Congratulations.
Nice. Thanks. Yeah, they're slumming. You know, they ran out of people. The Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame's like, hey, Dan, look, we got no one else. We're going to let you in. It's a great honor. I didn't grow up thinking that I would be in any Hall of Fame. I almost died at birth. I had to sit out of your high school with a bone disease. I had one leg smaller than the other and all this other crap. But, hey, look, I've always said if someone wants to give me an award, I'll be there to take it. And apparently they decided to, but they're slumming. It's embarrassing for them to have me in. It's embarrassing.
No, it's a huge honor, and I think well-deserved. I'm excited for you. How did you find out? Was this recent, or is this something you've known about for a while, and we're now just hearing the big news because it's happening this week?
Yeah, you know what? You're supposed to be presented, and my high school baseball coach, who just happens, he's the winningest baseball coach in the state's history.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to Gary, Indiana, Andrean High School. We didn't even have a baseball program. My first year playing was his first year, and we built program I was just part of the first couple teams, but he's built a program. Anyway, he drove 6 hours, three each way, to present me. He calls me, goes, hey, I presented you for the Hall of Fame. I said, what's that? I go, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, well, apparently you got to have somebody present you. I said, okay. Thanks. I can't believe, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I got a call and they said, hey, congratulations. And I thought that was pretty cool. I immediately called my mom, my brother, my sister. And then I have two. When I was a junior in high school, two of the seniors were my good friends, and they could have been jealous because I did all the scoring, me and another guy. But they were the best teammates, best friends I've ever had. So I called them. One of them's flying in from Utah. The other's driving in from couple hours. So, you know, it's a cool thing because we're going to play golf. We're going to have a party at my house. And probably by this time later on, I'll have too many beers. And I'm glad we're doing this now as opposed to later. How about that?
Yeah, that's much better. You need to have all of this space that you can celebrate.
Yeah.
Your will, because that's a huge accomplishment. Who else, what are the other big names that are in the Indiana Hall of Fame? Because I don't want people to get confused. This is not the Indiana University Hall of Fame.
No.
This is the whole state's Hall of Fame. So what other cool people do they have?
Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas, you know, Oscar Robertson, Scott Skiles, Steve Alford. I mean, they're good players. I'm like, wait a second. Somebody said to me, they go, what? They got nobody else? I go, no, they don't. What do you want me to tell you? But no, it's a tremendous honor. And frankly, in our state, as you know better than anybody, we live and love basketball. This whole state gets crazy. And I'll cry because I always cry. I'm a big sissy. My wife's like, man, you come off as this big meathead and you cry at movies. You cry at TV shows. You like songs that are like the weirdest. You know, endless love. I mean, that's who I am. So I'll cry. It's just, I'm a big sissy.
Well, you know, what's funny is, you know, in past episodes, I've judged men who cry in certain situations. And I guess apparently I'm supposed to judge you. But Dan, I don't know what it is about you, but there's something very endearing that you cry all the time. So I can't make fun of you.
Well, I don't cry like Caleb Williams when I lose and cry to my mom. I mean, my mom's like, yeah, you're a jackass most times. So, you know, it's not like that. It's just like weird. I have this, she calls me her sensitive son or sensitive child. And it's only at certain things. But like, you know, when I was coaching, if we lost, I didn't cry. I broke stuff. I didn't cry. I made players show up at 6 a.m. and kick their ass. So it's like, I don't know. I like plays. I like that kind of stuff. I think really I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, if you want to know the truth. I think that's kind of what it is.
Well, maybe that's why you're so smart.
Oh, yeah.
We now understand where your intelligence comes from.
All right. Yeah, I don't think anybody's called me that either, but I do appreciate it, Charlie.
Okay, so big week. Not only are you being inducted today into the Hall of Fame, but also March Madness is upon us officially. The tournament beginning this week. What are your emotions? How are you feeling? Is your bracket prepared?
I don't cry over March Madness, but I bet over March Madness. And I'm one of those guys, I look at it every year, and I've only won one, and I didn't win it for myself. I won it for Pat McAfee. McAfee was with Barstool, and he's like, hey, can you fill this out? I filled it out. I actually tried, and he won a trip to Las Vegas. True story. Yeah.
Wow. How many did you get right on that bracket?
I don't know, but I must have been a lot. Wow. Because it beat everybody, and he goes to Vegas, doesn't even give me a thanks, the clown. But I love McAfee, by the way. He's a friend. But, you know, I'm always bad. But this year, Charlie, I see after the first couple rounds, whoever loses, I think the number one seeds, Houston, Purdue, Houston, Purdue, and UConn advance to the Final Four with a two seed. I just think these teams have separated themselves. But you know what? Who knows, right? I mean, nobody knows. Everybody watches this, and you got San Diego State and Florida Atlantic in the in the Final Four. But this year, to me, it feels like – but I love it. I feel like you're not old enough to remember this, but when I was in grade school, I think I told you this before, we had a 6'8 teacher that would wheel in this big TV. Yep. And, you know, it always felt like skipping school. So, you know, starting on Thursday when the games come on at 12:15, it's going to be like this is skipping school. It's awesome. So it's great. But I got favorites winning.
You've taken me back a few years. I used to work the morning show when I was living in Kansas City, but because I was off work at 10 a.m., I would go straight to the bar after work, and I would start drinking beers and watching the games, and it was awesome. And I would choose, the beer. I remember it was a Saison. It had a much higher alcohol content than most beers. It was a Boulevard Brewery in Kansas City. It was called Tank 7. Anyone out there, if you haven't had a Tank 7, you should. It's delicious. So it was pretty quick, you know.
You're the first.
Half of the fingers, and I was feeling a buzz.
Usually people go, well, you know, I went at 10 o'clock, but I only drank like Bud Light. No. If I'm going to be there, we're going to get serious about this. And we're going to drink. I wrote Take 7 down, by the way, because I don't know if it's still around, but I'm going to find it.
I think it is still around.
I listened to what you have to say.
I'm so happy. So what's your drink of choice going to be tomorrow as you start to celebrate your induction?
Well, after, you know, we have a thing where I have to give a speech, but as soon as that's over, you know what? I've declared it the Summer of Dan. I've declared this DD Summer of Fun. So it's going to start with a gin and tonic, Tanqueray and tonic, more specific. That's my summer drink because brown water makes me crazy. And I do things where I wake up and go, oh, man, did I really say that? Oh, crap. And beer makes me pee in my old age. But Tanqueray, it's like the three little bears, Charlie. One's too strong, one's not strong enough, and one is just right. So there'll be a few Tanqueray's, maybe even before I give the speech, so it gets a little spicy up there in front of these old people.
You know what? I have to ask you a quick question. What is it with men and brown liquor? Because I have a few people in mind that get a little loopy when they start downing things like whiskey and things of that nature. What's it about the brown liquor that makes people go so nuts?
I don't know, but the only time I really like it, I got like a fake knee and a fake all this stuff. So when I play golf, I'm like, all right, I'm doing two shots because it hits me quick. But I know, Charlie, I know that too much. Hey, look, someday if you and I are having beers, I'll tell you some stories that ended up with me in cuffs. Not the good kind of cuffs either, lady. Not the ones with a little something around the edges. I'm talking
about fur on these cuffs.
I'm talking about cold hard steel in the back of a squad car a couple of times. I don't know, but I do remember this. Pat McAfee, to use his name again, told me when he got caught in the – remember when he got caught in the canal a few years ago?
Yes, of course.
Bill Polian told him, Pat, alcohol, white or beer. Brown makes men crazy. White, alcohol, vodkas, that, or beer. Never the brown. And he wasn't wrong. And I rarely drink brown liquor except for a shot on the golf course to make my knee feel better.
Okay. Well, there we go. There's a lesson for all of the young men watching to take away with them. stay away from the brown liquor, do the clear or the beer.
Yeah.
And life will
except
remain.
Except for Take 7, which has a high alcohol content. Next thing you know, you'll be, you know, crazy.
It'll hit you quick. And I just, before I let you go, I do recall it was back when I was dating a boy who came to visit me in Kansas City. And he didn't realize the alcohol content of the Tank 7. So he was drinking them as if it was similar to a Bud Light. And the night did not end well for him, nor did it end well for us very shortly thereafter. And, you know, that's that. So the rest has been history for him.
His loss, in my opinion.
And oh, look, well, certainly.
If you're going to be with Charlie, you better handle your freaking Take 7s. And if you can't, there's a saying in divorce dating. Who cares who's next? Let's go. Out with him. In with the new. Let's go. What are we talking about here?
There we go. Well, in with the new being, of course, you being the newest inductee into the Indiana Hall of Fame. So again, Dan, congratulations. Thank you so much for taking some time before the big induction kicks off and then the celebration occurs. I can't wait to hear all of the stories next week.
Very calm. My, I'm not allowed to say my mother's name, but let's just say she wasn't a teenage pregnancy and I'm 61. So you make your own, you know, you think however you want. I got to keep, you know, she and her boyfriend are here. And by the way, I think I'm going to embarrass them. You got a time for a quick minute?
Yes.
All right. Let me ask you what you would do. So when I was engaged to my first wife and we'd go to my mom and dad's house, they wouldn't let us sleep in the same room. Because we weren't married. I had to go upstairs. Mm-hmm. She'd go, okay. Well, now my mother and her 91-year-old boyfriend are in my house. Now, when they go to the bedroom, do I say, whoa, 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 you got to sleep over there.
Yes, you totally do that. That would be hilarious. 100%. And you should keep a straight face. Try to keep it going for like a good minute. And then they're like, wait a second. You're like, no, like that's inappropriate. You taught me. And now I need to make sure that I'm making you proud as your son. This is inappropriate.
Yeah. I was going to turn my head and go, what? We're not Catholic anymore? What? we stopped being Catholic? This is what we're going to do now? Is that okay? Hey, mom, if that's what if you feel good about it, mom, you go ahead.
Oh, you know, gosh. I love it. Okay. Well, I want the stories and I want to hear the outcome of this one because that's a good, I love this. So please do it.
Thanks, Charlie. Great talking
to you. Bye, Dad.
Outkick the Morning will be right back after a short break. Stay tuned.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What a guy, right? So now you understand what I said when I introduced him, a man who takes no shortcuts. I was definitely correct in every aspect of his life. Again, congratulations to Dan Dockich getting inducted today into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. A huge honor and no one more deserving than him. So hats off to Dan and can't wait to recap with him next week as far as the celebration stories go. And also, of course, to find out how the prank on his mother went. Obviously, her marriage, you know, she's starting out with a new relationship. So best of luck to her. But on the subject of relationships, there's a story right now that is circulating on the internet that really just makes one scratch their head. Because at one point, marriage meant so much. It was the most extreme commitment you could make as far as relationships went. And it was understood that when you got married, you stayed married. I mean, that's how at least it was in my grandparents' generation. I think as the years go by, people take marriage less seriously. And now there's a story that really just proves this to its core. So supermodel Emily Ratajkowski, who everyone refers to as Emrata, she was married to a movie producer. You all have probably seen the movie Uncut Gems. That was the movie that he was best known for producing. He was named Sebastian Bear McClurd. And it was discovered that he had been cheating on her. He cheated on her on, I think, like three or four different occasions, at least, that came into light.
into public knowledge. So obviously at that point, it's tough for Emirata to stay in this relationship. But instead of, I think, taking this as a learning experience and showing younger women what it means to have respect for oneself and walk away from this marriage in a dignified way, now it just looks like Emirata is looking for additional clout. So what she has done is she has taken her massive engagement ring, which was a 2-stone engagement ring, so there was 2 massive diamonds on it, and she has split them into 2, and she has created what she is calling divorce rings. And in fact, when I read the article, there was a mini TM by divorce ring, so I am not positive, but it looks like Emirata is trying to trademark the term divorce rings. So as you can see in the picture, not only is she showing off the 2 rings that she has now split, one on each of her 2 different fingers on her left hand, she also was topless in the photo, which, you know, we're used to seeing Emirata topless. I think that's the reason she became famous in the first place, from the Blurred Lines video, in which I believe she might have been completely naked. But anyways, that's how she rose to fame. So being topless, not so strange for her. Also, we just saw her on the red carpet for the award show last week, where she literally was wearing a napkin. So this is her MO. But point is here is I think she is really just looking for additional attention at this point. But we do have a soundbite as far as the story is concerned, and it comes straight from Emirata. So before I get into all of my reactions, let's take a listen to that.
So it seems that a lot of ladies are getting divorced before they turn 30. And as someone who got married at 26, has been separated for a little over a year, 32, I have to tell you, I don't think there's anything better. If being in your 20s is the trenches, there is nothing better than being in your 30s, still being hot, maybe having a little bit of your own money, figuring out what you want to do with your life, everything, and having tried that married fantasy and realizing that it's maybe not all it's cracked up to be, and then you've got your whole life still ahead of you. So for all of those people who are stressed or feeling stressed about that, about being divorced, like it's good. Congratulations.
So this was from several months ago. I recall this was when she first started talking about her divorce. And I will say, I do agree with her in certain aspects of this. I don't think that anyone should be forced to stay in a marriage they aren't happy in, especially when there aren't the extra, you know, the extra baggage involved. I'm talking about kids specifically. I think that it gets harder to break apart a marriage when kids are involved. But, you know, if you're young and discover that you've gotten into a relationship that's not for you and there are no kids, then yeah, of course, go your separate ways, live your best life. There is nothing wrong with that, especially like she said, I do believe there's something to be said about knowing who you are more in your 30s versus your 20s. I think that you have achieved a lot more. You've come into your own. I think the idea of having some of your own money, also very appealing. However, I also think that in this case with Emirata, she is very much glorifying the idea of divorce. I don't think that it should be a congratulations thing. I think it should be a, hey, like, you learned, you lived, you learned, now you're moving on. But I feel like in a way she's saying that people should be more careless, or it's okay to be more careless or reckless when it comes to making these, you know, what should be lifelong commitments. I think you should be very careful when you march down that path. And if you aren't sure, don't get married in the first place. I mean, was she sure that this was her forever? I'm not sure. They had a kid even before they got married. So that probably put them in a predicament where she felt that she needed to get married to this guy. I'm not sure if there were red flags from the beginning. But point is, I think posing in bed with the 2 divorce rings, topless, it just kind of, for me, rubs me the wrong way, paints the wrong picture for younger girls just to think, who cares? I have some feelings for this guy. I'm not sure about it, but I'm going to go ahead and get married. If I need to get a divorce, not a big deal. Divorce still is a big deal. And I think people should respect marriage. And if you're not sure, just don't get married. And then you'll save yourself and probably your partner a whole lot of heartache. So there we go. We have delved into the Emirata drama. We have delved into the idea of exercise pills, for the love of God. I'm not going to try that one. I can make a promise to all of you right here and now, although I tried Ozempic for 1 week and 1 week only, no exercise pill for me. Getting to the gym, like I mentioned, the only way I can keep my sanity, so I'm going to keep it that way. And finally, one more time, big congratulations to OutKick's Dan Dockich for his induction into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. Okay, everybody, that is all the time we have for this Wednesday. Thank you so much for being here. More to come tomorrow. Until then, follow me on social media @CharlieOnTV. Have a fantastic hump day, and I'll see you in the morning.